3, 2, 1, let's get it. Welcome to another episode of What's Your Problem, the podcast, where we explore the skills of communication, curiosity, creativity, continuous learning and action, and productive confrontation to tackle the universal problems of adversity, uncertainty, and complacency. That way you'll be RFA. You'll be ready for anything. You can handle the adversity, embrace the uncertainty, and never settle again. I'm your host, Marsh Bice. If you've been here a time or 10, man, welcome back. And if this is your first time here, I'm so happy to meet you, and I hope that you'll continue back. And today, man, we're going to dive into a topic that's very, very close to my heart. It's the thing that actually saved my life, but also put me back on the path to success. And it's three things that, you know, we really don't think a lot about, and that's reading, writing, and speaking. And these three skills are my ride or die. They are ultimately the pillars that have supported me through thick and thin, turning my dreams into a reality. And now they can do the same for you, no matter where you find yourself in life's journey. Isn't that crazy to think that the act of reading, writing, and speaking can change everything in your life? And it's so true. And I hope by the end of this episode, you'll begin to embrace these acts. And the cadence and the ideas that I'm going to bring to you, what's good about reading, writing, and speaking, you can copy my cadence or you can begin to do your own. But I will say this, just pick something and roll with it. It's going to have many, many evolutions. The way that I read, write, and speak have really changed. Putting a thumbnail on the speaking part, I posted episode 634 the other day on my Instagram story, and it was a snippet from it. And the difference between episode 634, you know, episode 8900 is drastically different. One was back in 2021, and 2 years later, the way that I deliver the message is different. And I was almost like, when I posted it, I was like, I really don't know if I want people to listen to the old stuff, but the old stuff has got me to the new stuff. And so I think it's really cool that you can draw a parallel and hopefully you can distinguish a difference. The ideas are good, but the way that I deliver them are different. And again, I hope by the end of this episode that you will see, you don't have to have a podcast to be able to read, write, and speak. I just use the podcast as a platform to be able to get my ideas out there. And the podcast actually helps make me accountable because I have another episode. I got to go back to the lab. I got to go back to the books. I got to go back to the pad, the legal pad. And then I got to go back to speaking. I share these things and I try to do them every single day. So let me break down these practices, why they're more than just skills. They're actually daily rituals that you can align the universe in your favor. Universe is sitting there, as woo-woo as that may sound, the universe is waiting for a command from you. But if you don't say nothing, the universe gives you nothing. You just get the scraps. But now, through the act of reading, you can expand your mind to new ideas. You get out of the notion of a know-it-all and become a know-at-all. I don't know at all. There's more, so much more out there. The act of writing actually contextualizes new thoughts, exposes me to a new narrative. And then the act of speaking is the thing, man, that sets the world in motion. If the world was spoken to existence, then I want to speak my world, the world that I want to see into existence. And I don't want to just lay there and just get punched while I'm on the ground because I'm not speaking it into existence. So the universe, as you do this, these practice, these rituals, this is why it's so sacred to me. I'm telling you, I'm living proof that as you do this, not in a microwave mindset, that it takes time, but you just keep doing this because it just helps you through the day. It's a nourishment. It's manna. And you do this, I'm telling you, bro, you're going to DM me and you're going to be like, I had no idea. It's so key. So let me unpack these a little bit, so that way you can get started on this unique journey for yourself, because reading, writing, and speaking will take you to your dreams and beyond. The dreams that you have are capped based on what you think that you can achieve. And I'm all about shattering that and going above and beyond. So the first part is the reading. I get it. Most people don't like to read. But the reason why you don't like to read is because you've conditioned yourself to not liking to read. I don't like doing squats. I've conditioned myself that I don't like doing squats. But I still do them because I do realize as I age, I'm 50 now. As I get older, I don't want to have TT legs. I don't want to be all wobbly, and I don't want to be in a walker. So the exchange rate, it's worth the pain. It's worth doing the damn squats 3 days a week because I got to have those big, strong legs going into the next half of my life, man. And so this is what reading is for you. These are your squats, man. These are your air squats. But look, I didn't read my first book cover to cover until I was 25 years old. And ironically, it was because I was trying to find a career change. I was working at a casino as a supervisor in surveillance. And I was like, dude, I got to get out of this fucking rat race and do something different. And the first book I read was by Charles Roth, The Secret of Closing Sales, because I wasn't sure if I could do sales or not. So I said, well, let me read this book. I read the book. And I was ecstatic. I don't even remember what I read. I was just ecstatic that I read a book cover to cover. But that is the thing that triggered me into getting into sales. Had I not read that book, bro, I go to the casino. No shade on anybody who works at the casino. It just that season, it ended for me. And I still run into people that I worked with 26 years ago at the casino, and they're still there. It's because they haven't enlightened themselves to something different. Again, if that is your career choice, cool. But I guarantee you there's more that you could actually leverage those skills to something more, because the casino is a toxic environment. It really is. And those who have worked in the casino or are working in the casino all together now, let's nod our heads. So look, you don't have to read a book cover to cover. I do read some books cover to cover. But I actually do more so random reading. And the random reading is a primer for me in the mornings because my mornings are really, really compressed. I'm recording this just before I go to work. As you, those of you who are watching on video, I'm dressed for work. A lot of times I jump on with just a t-shirt. But today I'm dressed because as soon as I hit the off button, then I got to go to work. And so, you know, the reading is the primer for my compressed days. And so the 15 minutes of random reading, what it's going to do is it's going to get you primed. It's going to enlighten you, but you don't have to spend 6 hours like Warren Buffett sitting in a chair all day. He's a billionaire. He can do that. Me and you can't. But the act of reading is going to actually expand your mind, man. It's the pathway to the world's knowledge. There's so much out there. And reading, just 15 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes, whatever you want to do, it's a way to slow down our fast-paced minds and expand our attention spans that have been ended by bite-sized content. Shorts, TikTok. Dude, you have like 2 seconds to land an impact and you onto the next thing. And we've become so ADD that we're just like skizzed out if we have to be there in any place for 10 to 15 minutes. This is the ritual, man, that you got to start with because you got to train yourself 10 or 15 minutes, whether it be you're on the treadmill and reading that. And I'm going to tell you this, I do a lot of audio content, but I'm telling you, I also want you to read as well, physically read, because it exposes you to the knowledge. It slows the world down for just a few minutes. And also it exposes you to big words, because I don't want you to be middle-aged sounding out a big fucking word in front of people. That's embarrassing. So I don't want you to do that. So there's some caveats to the random reading too. And it's not huge and cumbersome or anything like that. You're going to find some sparks, man, that you're going to end up finding other pockets of time and reading in the gaps where you're sitting there, your son is at soccer practice and you can whip out your phone and your Kindle and you can knock out another chapter. It becomes a little bit of a competitive nature on that. So the way that I do the random reading is, and I've talked a lot of other in through other episodes about this, is you take just 10 to 15 minutes, go to the table of contents, Find a chapter, find a random book. Every day is a new book. Find a random book off the shelf or go to the bookstore or go to the library. Check out 7 books for the week and read one chapter out of each one of those. Go to the table of contents, find the chapter that most resonates with you, that just like piques your curiosity or is aligned with just what you were thinking about. You're going to be amazed at that. And then you read that one chapter. Boom, close the book. If you want to read more, great. If you don't want to read more, fine. If it applies to you, great. And you're just looking for something that I read for meaning. That's what I do. Something that means to me, which rolls me into my second point of the writing. Writing is so cathartic. I did a whole episode a few episodes ago. I don't know what the number is because I forgot to look it up before I got on here. But just go back a few episodes on how cathartic writing is. Writing, man, is my sanctuary. It is the place that nobody can get in. Nobody. And this is the time that I sit down and I trick my mind by saying one page. Many times over the years, it has evolved to 3 or 4 pages. I set my timer for 20 minutes and I write. Whatever works for you, start with one page. Just fill one page. Now, I get DM'd all the time. Marsh, I don't know what to write about. Before I go to that, I like to use a legal pad versus a journal. I do have a journal. It's more intimate for me. The thing I don't like about a journal is it slows me down because I have to hold that other side open while I write. And I don't like that. I don't like having to reposition a book. So I prefer a legal pad, whatever works for you. If you want to use a 3 subject notebook, if you want to use a leather bound journal, doesn't matter to me, whatever gets your rocks off, go right ahead. I use a legal pad because there's no sides to it. So it doesn't interfere and I'm not having to move the thing around. And I also use a cover that not only protects the legal pad when I'm moving around, but also serves as a table. So that way I can set it down on my lap and begin to write. I can roll with it. Sometimes I'm sitting in the car and I write. Sometimes I'm sitting at my desk and I write. And then it's always in the morning. I set that time aside to write one page. Trick your mind into saying just one page. Now I get DM'd all the time. Back to my original point. What do I write about? I get DM'd all the time about that. So here are a few things that I would encourage you to write about. Number one, the passage that you just wrote, that 15 minutes that you just set aside for the random reading, write what those words meant to you. Interpret it. Now, sometimes when you're in a funk, you may have to borrow someone else's voice until you get your own. So the act of taking segments of what you read about and writing that into your journal or legal pad is cool. But also, I want to give you another challenge is don't write all that word for word. Write what you need to word for word, but then interpret it. What does it mean to you? Because what's important is that not that you parrot it, but that you parrot it, you write it, and then you conceptualize it. This is why I say writing and not typing. Typing, you're going to self-censor. Writing forces you to contextualize it, forces you to pick up the pen and think and look around and then put it into words because you're not just going to blah, 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 blah. A lot of times if you record it initially and you make that your writing for the day, which I'm going to get to in a minute, then you'll kind of ramble a little bit. A lot of the messages that I go back to listen to do kind of ramble, which brings me to my second point of the voice memo app. Go to your voice memo app. Keep it open all day long. Capture anything that you read, anything that just randomness all through the day. You're not going to remember 5 minutes later. So capture it in the moment. Plus, you can capture the emotions that surround that. And this gives you a catalog of content to go back to every single morning. So what did you read about? Okay. What did you just come across in a magazine, from a podcast, from a YouTube video, from a conversation? I record takeaways from conversations that I have with my daughter on the way to school because I'm like, bro, I get that. And then what I do is I have a catalog of content. I've got 3,000 voice memos that I've left to myself. And I go back in the mornings and I find something. If I didn't get anything in the random reading, then I go back to the voice memo app and I still can check the box because I can write my one page on something that sticks to my soul from one of my voice memos. The third thing that you can write about is the WILT, W-I-L-T, W-I-L-T, WILT, what I learned today. If it's something that's a takeaway, that's an aha moment, write about that. And then lastly, speaking. Can't stress this enough. It's not enough to read. It's not enough to write. You must be able to communicate this. You can't connect with a higher purpose until you learn to communicate that. You got to speak it. You do. You do. And so it's taking the things that you read and it's taking the things that you write about it, what they mean to you. And then it's communicating that with the world. You must. It's not enough to do it for a job interview. You got to do this all the time. And the more you do this, the more you practice communication, the more efficient you are at being able to do it. Again, go back to some of my earlier episodes. They're drastically different. Good meaning. I just didn't deliver it well, but that's all I had at the time. And hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of episodes later, I've gotten better at it. And guess what? I'm going to listen to episode 820 2 years from now. I'll be rocking on, I don't know, what does that come to? Seven. So episode 1500, and I'm going to go back to this episode and be like, at that day, it sounded like it was a masterpiece. 800 episodes later, I'm going to go back and listen to it and be like, that wasn't that good. That's what communication is for you. You got to practice this thing. You can't connect unless you're able to communicate. So the communication aspect of it is taking what you read, it's taking what you wrote, what it means to you from your soul, and then sharing that. Now, where do I share that? If you want to start a podcast, great. DM me. I'll be glad to help you set that up. If you want to do it more so in a blog, in a static post, great, fine, write that. That's cool. But I'm going to go one step further. I'm going to take you into uncomfortable land, those of you who are shy on the camera, because you can't be shy in the world and being able to make an impact and be able to get out of your funk and get to a higher level. You got to look the world eye to eye and you got to communicate your message without stumbling. This is what you got to do, but it takes practice. Takes practice. Luckily, I'm in sales, so I have a lot of practice doing this. I deliver messages all day long. I tell stories all day long. I build stories. I have confrontation. I have negotiation. So I'm practicing all day long. That has become my adjacent possible. So when I was at the lowest point of my life and was demoted and suicidal, I started a podcast because I needed a way to communicate with myself once again, to get myself back on track. This is why I say it's so powerful. This is why it's so intimate to me that I want to share with you of why the power of communication is so key. Because I am living proof that in the darkest, most desperate moments, you can pull yourself out of the ditch, but you must read, write, and you must communicate. So how do you communicate better? Go to your stories, wherever you like to hang out, Facebook, Instagram, whatever. Go to those stories and begin delivering daily content based on what you read, just a few minutes of what it meant to you. Now, there's a couple of different things you can do. You can position it where it's only to your best friends. So you can pick best friends that are in your private group that won't, you know, talk about you. But I'm going to tell you this because I'm all about confrontation too, because that's one of the five C's. Wide open. Don't censor it with close friends only. I'll give you 30 days. After that, wide open to the world. Share it with the world. Communicate that with the world. The more you do this, the better you're going to get at it. Go back again. Go back to October 4th, 3rd, 2017, when Omar started the old podcast. Go back to the oldest episode and listen to how janky it was versus the episode that you're listening to now. It's going to be different. It's going to be different. That's progression. And that's what I want for you. So as we wrap up, man, let me leave you with three takeaways because I want this to be a working podcast that you can incorporate this into your daily life. Number one, you got to see these practices as daily rituals. This is sacred ground. So carve out a little time, get up a little earlier, and segment a little time. 10 minutes random reading. I'd say 15, but 10 minutes of random reading. 20 minutes to write a page, but you can position these times however you want to. So 15 minutes of random reading, 20 minutes of writing one page, that's 35 minutes. And then another 5 minutes to communicate. It's 40 minutes. And the communication aspect, man, you can, if you're pressed for time, you got 40 minutes in, hey, I got to get off to work, then communicate that message Well, let me not say that while you're going down the road. Once you get to a parking space, then open up your phone, share it on your stories, and be sure and tag me in it because I want to cheer you on. I want to hear how you're doing, man. And guess what? You're going to get better at it. Number two, seek progress, not perfection. I do retakes. I do edits on my podcast, but I do not ship because I didn't sound like the guy who's been doing this for 20 years. This is for you, man. It's not for anybody else. So do it for yourself. But the better you do this and you expose yourself to the world, it's going to open up connections. It's going to create new opportunities for you, and it's going to increase your confidence. Number three, open yourself up to the magic of coincidence. This is truly magical. Do this. Make this a daily ritual. Do this every single day. Don't worry about the perfection. Focus on the progress, and you're going to see coincidences line up. You're going to read something and write about it and share it with the world. And throughout the day, the universe, you take one step, the universe takes two. The universe is going to put something right across your path that directly correlates to what you just wrote about. And you're going to be like, holy fuck, I just wrote about that. Dude, I'll have random conversations with people. I'm like, oh my God, I just wrote about this today. And because I wrote about it and I spoke it, now when I speak to that person, I can communicate it better because I just contextualized it efficiently. All right. Now, saying that, got great news that I want to share with you. If you need help with the aspect of reading, writing, and speaking, I'm opening up registration for a cohort of like-minded individuals who want to read more, write better, and speak clearly and efficiently. This is the keys to success, those three things. So it's a membership program. It's going to be only for 90 days. After 90 days, you're going to be on your own. You don't need me anymore. If you want to re-enroll for the next one, fine. And I've made it super affordable. It's $99 a month, and it's for 3 months. So for $300, you get to every single week sit with me and a group of other like-minded individuals, and we're going to work on the aspects of the things that have worked for me. We're going to work on how to read better and takeaways, how to grasp these things, how to write it. And we're going to share our writings and we're going to bounce these ideas off. I'm telling you, man, then you're going to start connecting with other people because we're going to be communicating. And so I'm excited to bring this to you. And like I said, I've made it super affordable. I'm segmenting an hour every week for the next 90 days that we can all get together and make this happen. So I hope that you'll see this as a great investment. And like I said, after 90 days, man, you're on your own. You should be on your own. I just want to get the flywheel going there. I want to get the sparks rolling. After that, bro, you got the wings. Take flight from there. All right. So if you're interested in that and you want to sign up, DM me. I'll send you the link. We'll get you registered for it. And I'll let you know when the date cracks open once we build a force up. So I'm looking for, it's going to be a small class. Really, my initial thoughts is probably no more than 25 to 30 people. And because I don't want it to be so large that we can't get to a large portion of you guys. So we're going to keep it small. And again, because it's 90 days, if you miss the first 90 days, no problem. We'll come back around for another cycle the next time around. And this is just a way because I want to share what's worked for me and save my life and put me on the pathway to success. And I hope that the same thing works for you and beyond. All right, let's get out of here. If I can help you with anything, please let me know. Keep it simple. Keep it moving. Never settle. Stay tough. Peace.